Good morning. Good morning, my friends. It's just Norm. I'm in betwixt a run segment. In other words, I was on a walk break. How are you all? Me? I'm fine. It's Saturday morning, almost 10 a.m. I'm in a hammock, West Central Florida. It is about 67, maybe even 70 degrees, with a pleasant breeze gently sweeping across my face. I got a bit of a late start this morning, as I had my annual checkup with my primary care physician and had to be there at 7:45 a.m. It's just so beautiful out here. I feel almost sedate in talking. Oh, it's beautiful. So, I hope you all are well. I'm seeing a lot of bluster and excitement aflutter in the Runnet community, as such luminaries and Hall of Famers such as Krister and JD and Kevin of Gwyn, amongst some champions such as Bill Rogers and Jeff Galloway,
morning.
Hi.
That is the one.
It's a beautiful family walking their dog through the trails here. But anyway, those notables I mentioned are doing the Jeff Galloway run in Atlanta this weekend. I don't know the lineup for the days, for the half, for the marathon, for the 5K, 10K, whatever group of races they're involved in. Anybody who is anybody is there, and they're excited, and I'm excited for them. And I smile towards them from my little enclave down here in Dunedin. With a gracious invite from Kevin of Gwyn to participate in that race, I respectfully declined earlier on in the running season because of lots of things. I guess you could sum it up in that I'm really just as happy on this day to be running here in my small spot in the world with a quiet and humble heart. And continuing in my ever onward in my continual quest to cultivate peace, quiet, meditation in my heart and soul. I am happy for the people I know, those that are in my life, and I in theirs, and the joys and the endeavors that they choose to find satisfaction in. Whew. I'm so long-winded, aren't I? Anyway, have fun, you Galloway-ers. If that's a word, Galloway-ers. Galloway disciples might be better. Of course, by virtue of the fact that I do a run walk, I guess I'm a Galloway-er. Or a Galloway disciple. As well as a disciple of Jesus. I wonder if you can hear a little bit more of the clump of my feet on this run. And that would be because I'm wearing a different running shoe. About a year, maybe 6 months to a year ago, I was rocking the Newtons before I got my Hokas. And at one point, I think I've had several pair of Newtons. I think I wore them for maybe a year, year and a half, just a guesstimation. I know I bought more than one pair of Newtons, and also I know at one point one of the lugs, they've got these five lugs on the bottom towards the forefoot, and one of the lugs was coming off, peeling off prematurely, and I took it back to my local dealer at the American Running Store, or American Running Company, I forget which one it's called, and they contacted the manufacturer, and with no hesitation whatsoever, they replaced them and gave me a new pair. Well, fast forward, I kind of put those new pair aside, because it was at about that time, I still had an old pair of Newtons, and I was also contemplating getting the Hokas. And so, if you're following me in my long-winded way, I've been wearing Hokas probably for at least, probably 6 to 8 months, I think, now. Maybe more, but the last couple of weeks, I've had this vague discomfort and feeling of inflammation and swelling on the left foot, on the outer aspect of the little toe, almost diffusely radiating underneath along the plantar aspect. So, I've almost always noticed it more in two different venues. One venue is when I run on pavement at the Triple C. But the other venue is when I wear the Hokas. I notice it as soon as I put them on. And I think maybe there may be an element of both that's causing it. So this morning, I decided to slip into my new, barely or seldom used Newtons. I don't think I've ever really worn these. Maybe if I did, once or twice. And so, there's much less cushion to these. Thus, you hear a little bit more of the tap, 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 clump, 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 as I go up, up, up Grant Trail. Now making my way to the southern rear end of the hammock. The reason I'm trying the other shoes, because you might think to yourself, well, if there's more cushioning to the Hokas, it must be the pavement, but I don't know. I think maybe the way it wore, meaning the Hokas, there might be a little flat or a dead spot in the shoe on that outer aspect. And so that's why I thought I'd put these on and see how I feel. Not enough to stop me from running. Not enough to complain about. Simply sharing with you. As I'm at the rear of the hammock, I'm also at the rear of people's homes that share the back of their house up against this forest vision. And thus you heard the man coughing and sputum. Oh, there's a turtle. Got to take a picture. Oh, man. So quickly backwards. All right. Stay there, little buddy. Let's take a picture. Okay. I'm back. So I stopped to take a picture of a turtle who I scared very badly, and I didn't mean to. As I was coming around the corner of the back portion of the hammock, there was a turtle who was just standing outside his home. And when I came around there running, he scooted backwards quickly. And I mean quicker than a hare, back into his hole. And I tried to get a picture, but he was frightened. So, oh well, easy come, easy go, right? And I don't know if you also can tell, but I don't have the Sony digital voice recorder with me today. So I'm using the voice notes feature of the iToy. And we'll see how that comes out. But I digress. Completely lost my train of thought. What was I talking about? Hello, I'm in Florida. The weather. Galloway. My shoes, my foot. I think that's about enough of that. Mrs. Rosenberg and Giselle are at the wagon wheel flea market where I always exhort Giselle to place some money in the container that blind Buddy Moody sets out as he strums his guitar. And they just sent me a picture and a short clip of blind Buddy strumming away. It's important for me to make sure that Giselle knows how important it is to help others with small acts of kindness, such as dropping some money into the collection plate of a blind man playing music at a flea market. Gives you just a little sense of Americana in lesser, simpler days. It's a short piece of paved trail in the Serenity Circle. And would you hear the clump, clump, clump of my bulbous cankles? My doctor's visit went good. The only lab abnormalities were a little bit of high triglycerides, because Uncle Norman Daddy Man has been hitting the sweets. I've got a sweet tooth, I'm not gonna lie. But my cholesterol is excellent. My good and bad cholesterol both are excellent. My kidney function and electrolytes are excellent. My liver function tests are excellent. My hemoglobin and hematocrit, the measure of good oxygen and iron-carrying red blood cells, oxygen, are excellent. The only thing she pointed out is that I might stand to take a B12 supplement, because while it was not under the lower level, it was towards the lower level. And even from my own experience as a GI nurse practitioner, we try to supplement people either orally or IM for B12. It's such an easy thing to do, and it improves red blood cell function. So one of the reasons it might be at the lower end is because I'm eating sweets, and that can tend to set off an inflammatory response. And in an inflammatory response, it may be that the terminal ileum is not absorbing B12 from my diet as well as it could or should. So it really could be a fix of knocking off the sweets. So maybe we'll do both. I'll knock off the sweets and take an oral supplement and some folic acid to help with that absorption. You can buy those over the counter, or you can get them in your diet. Maybe I'll just look at the diet a little closer to see foods where I can gain an advantage in that realm. But for a 53-year young, soon to be 54-year young guy, not too shabby, an exam. I say that because everything's relative. The population I see can be in my very same age group, from late 40s to late 60s and early 70s. And I see guys that are, well, my attending physician that I work for calls them the sickest of the sick. They are truly, truly an ill population. These guys that may have served in Vietnam and the like, and really, many of them are living out a very destructive lifestyle with an absence of health promotion and healthcare habits. But I digress. I'm comparing myself against them when I really shouldn't. I'm on the little palm/gopher cul-de-sac. It's a bit muddy, and I've mudded up these shoes already, because that's a good thing, right? muddy up your trail shoes. So I went to the doctor, I went to the flea market on Thursday of this week. We had a conference with Giselle's teachers, psychologist, and social worker. I don't know what she was. There was another lady there, but anyway, it's not Giselle's psychologist like she sees him. But Giselle was tested, and I'm not bragging. This is just a little girl who I live with, whom when I study the light in her eye and the keenness of her intellect, I think I may just, even though fascinated, I may have underestimated just how sharp this little girl is. Let's get it from her mom. But anyway, Giselle was tested once before for the purpose of seeing if she was eligible, running in powder sand, for the gifted program at the elementary school. And she was tested for this by way of a psychologist who gave her an aggregate score of several domains of thinking. And she came up just shy of qualifying for the gifted program. Of course, I think those tests are a bit subjective and not entirely accurate for that purpose, but nevertheless, we're not trying to push the kid into college when she's 7 years old. We just want her to have the appropriate level education so that she's challenged appropriately. I'm picking sand spurs off my sleeve. And I'm running north in Palm now on a walk break. But back to Giselle, they tested her and she came up shy. But they thought, well, she's pretty close. We'll put her in, I guess what it's called is dual enrollment. At her age level and grade level, that meant that she would learn her subjects in both English and in Spanish. So I thought, that's pretty good. That'll challenge her. It'll stimulate her. So she's been faring pretty well at that level. But her teacher, one of her teachers, the English teacher, noted that Giselle was really actually still succeeding far and above what the other students were able to demonstrate. And the teacher's fear was that she was underserving Giselle and not being able to provide the depth and appropriate level of curriculum to a child who's clearly pretty bright. Again, I'm not bragging on my daughter, I'm just sharing a story. Of course, she's my daughter and I love her, so maybe the accolades come out like that. I guess I say that because I don't want people thinking, you know how today is where people think, oh, he thinks his kid is so great. No, I'm just sharing a story with you, right? So the teacher retested Giselle, at least reassessed her in terms of her reading and comprehension. And it was found that Giselle is reading at a fourth grade level. She's only in first grade. She's already met the expected requirements of what a student in fourth grade would have to meet by the end of the school year. Good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. So that's pretty significant, I think. So the purpose of the meeting is because they wanted permission from us to retest her for the gifted program. What the gifted program is a theme-based program where they're assigned projects to do on a particular subject. So, for example, when Roselle was in gifted, she studied Egypt a lot, did lots of projects on Egypt. And what this does is it encourages critical thinking and thinking, I guess, past the, you know, read and write kind of venue as you're coming up in school. That's the best of my understanding. So they want to test her for gifted again, and they needed our permission. That's why the psychologist was there. And also they want to put her in what's called the Excel or accelerator program, which would essentially mean taking her out of her current English reading class and placing her in the second or third grade English reading class during her school days, which I think they were doing with her last year. I think in kindergarten they took her out and put her in first grade reading. Oh, that's Klein. I don't want to go there. I must turn on Klein. I want to go down Sugarberry. So, for me, this begged the question, amongst some others, about why not just skip her a grade? Because really, in school grade age cutoffs, there's this September-October thing where I guess you may miss the cutoff for going into first grade or kindergarten. And there you're either at one of those grades when you could or should be in another one. So her birthday's October, and she just missed the cutoff, where she may have gotten into kindergarten a year earlier, and thus first grade a year earlier, which would mean that she really ought to be in second grade at her age. But there's also a school of thought where if the kid is succeeding in the grade they're in, you don't want to push them too far up and then have them not succeed. Then you'd have to drop them back down and probably confuse the kid, you know? So, suffice it to say, we're going to put her in a second grade reading, English, during her school days, and they're going to retest her for the gifted / accelerated programs. In the meantime, she's right where she needs to be. She's just growing. She's happy. She's got a good home. You know, I say that because my wife and my daughter Roselle make it that way for her. I mean, let's face it, Monday through Friday, I'm gone until dinner time. Then there's the weekends. So, you know, my influence, I'm sure, is there in different ways, but I'm a very loving, doting mother and a sister who's very intelligent, and she interacts with her sister, so she's getting a good upbringing in a good home environment. That's what it speaks to. The goodness of God. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. So there's all that about Giselle. Roselle is, of course, on a roll every time in high school and doing her art and thinking about where that's going to take her and drawing and sketching and creating. And she's flourishing as well. So I'm a blessed man to have such gifts in my life, my nuclear family. My son Cameron is doing well with his family. As a matter of fact, Cameron's anniversary, his 1-year wedding anniversary, will be tomorrow. the 13th of December. It stands out because they got married on the 13th of December in the year 2014, so the numerical was 12, 13, 14. What a way to remember your anniversary, right? Congratulations and happiness, Cameron and Samantha. I haven't spoken to my mom or my dad in a while, and that's just weird both ways, on their part and on mine. I don't know what to say about it. I'm not angry at either one of them. I don't know if they are with me, but the whole relationship seems so awkward between the two of them. Anyway. And then there's the Rosen sons that I have little to no contact with. Norman Jr., Justin, and Brenton. Although, you don't hear from Norman Jr. or Justin ever. But Brenton, every once in a while, I hear from him. But it's always... I wonder if you heard the phone there at 31 minutes and 35 seconds. I answered it and cut off this recording, so I'm back. But I was talking about the boys, Brett and Wolf. These are grown men now. Brenton's 30. 29, you know, you gotta get it together at some point. Of course, it took me a while to start to begin to try to get it together. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, sir? Can I run past without your dog barking and taking my leg off? Thank you. Have a good day. Alright. So, two different gentlemen at the Hammock Park picnic shelter. One working on his computer, and the other sitting, enjoying the company of his dog. Oh, I went past where I needed to. Where am I supposed to go? Right. Let's go here. It's a little venule artery that I take just to get up over to Osprey Loop once I've come past Sugarberry. I got a pair of navy blue technical shorts on. My lime green Newtons. I have a very light tan, almost camouflage cotton tee, and then a navy blue cloth tee on top of that. So two things. I'm dressed like a clown, but I'm also not wearing upper trunk or upper body technical wear. And the weather is just perfect. The rustling of palms as I move past there. I've not listened to podcasts again this week, but I am intending to listen to the latest podcast from Carlos entitled, I think it's entitled Me and the G-Man. That's my intent. Those are truly what I find to be a blessing. A little vignette of the life that my friend lives up in BC. So we have Christmas coming around the corner. I've not shopped yet, but I will soon. My list is short. Just a gift or two for my girls and my son and his family. And that's it. Cameron. I've asked for nothing, and I hope it's nothing I receive other than the gift of life and awaking on Christmas morning to see those lovely nuclear girls. The girls in my nuclear family. Hey, that could be a title, couldn't it? Am I in the way? Am I on the fourth hole?
No? You're good.
All right. I'm on the Frisbee golf course and they're just kind of standing there. Their Frisbee's like, they're waiting for me to pass. But then when I said that, they looked at me like I was nuts. I think I will plan a vacation sometime in January or February. I suppose it'd be a good time to take a week or two off from the insanity, otherwise known as the House of Pain, where I work. Plenty of vacation time. So I will seek to balance out the mind, the heart, and the soul with a week or two off in the winter. It certainly does not feel like winter. I don't think anywhere in the country. I think temps are, by and large, above average throughout the nation. This is the time of year where you usually hear complaints of bitter cold and ice and snow that affects training and travel. And you also may tend to hear me wish that there was excuse me cooler temperatures. And while part of me really would like to see some cooler temps, the other part of me is pretty happy with the weather I have lately. It kind of feels like spring should feel, you know? And while that takes away from the feel of holiday Christmas cheer a little bit, or holiday Christmas feelings a little bit, it's otherwise pleasant in my eyes and mind and soul to see the beauty of the blue skies, the sunshine, the greening of trees, and a gentle breeze. It's balanced weather. I'm on the footbridge over the bog that they're continuing to call Osprey Loop or Osprey Trail. I'll be coming off by the Bird Observatory and onto Cedar Trail. And it is just so quiet. I was flirting with the idea of going up to the causeway and running along the waters of Dunedin Causeway, but I opted for the quiet of the forest and the trails, and it's proved. Hello, how are you? I'm recording, I'm not talking to myself. You gotta wonder, right? So, that gentleman was staring at me from when I was coming up to the observatory. But, yeah, I almost went to the causeway to see some beautiful waters and thought, I'm gonna stick with the trail, get off the pavement, and cultivate some quiet and peace. And so here I am. I missed Thursday running this week, so my running will be sub 15, and I'm sorry for that. I don't know who the hell I'm apologizing to. I probably should take that back. I've been on a string of 15 plus miles a week for the past 3 or 4 weeks, but Thursday, I didn't just bag it. I really wanted to run, but I wound up getting caught late at work and didn't leave Tampa until almost dark, and that would have put me at home by 8 o'clock-ish after the run if I stayed to it. So I couldn't quite find it in me to get that run in. There was thoughts of running yesterday, but that would have ruined my schedule for this morning's run. Maybe, just maybe, I could get up in the morning tomorrow and run a few miles. But really, what am I trying to prove? Life got in the way this week, so I didn't get 15. There's always next week, right? I'm coming up on Klein Trail now, having came off Cedar, and this will almost bring to a conclusion my first loop in Hammock. And the first loop can be anywhere from 2.5 to a little over 3 miles, depending upon if I take a little wiggle or a waggle there. So another loop will give me a total of 5 or 6 miles for the morning. And I guess I should give some thought to whether I'm going to try to creep up the mileage in the end of this month and in January and February, because it has crossed my mind, even though I've not been training for specific races, that maybe it's time to just kind of put some more miles in and get a half under my belt for the winter. I'm just flirting with it. As I've said before, it's probably pretty good to set some goals, but I don't like to get enslaved to that either. So, Kevin wants to send me a Jeff Galloway shirt, which would be swag for the race that I was invited to attend. If you want to, you can, but I feel a little bit awkward about wearing swag for a race that I haven't run. It's like I'm not really deserving of it. And he said, well, you could run a virtual half in the winter. So that kind of goes along with the thought of maybe I'll do a half. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
So, we'll see. We'll see about all that. I think, probably, that'll be enough yapping for me in the woods in West Central Florida on this beautiful Saturday morning. And I will tell you, as I often do, that I love you. I do. I love you folks, brothers and sisters, friends. There he is again. Yeah, I try to get about 2.5 to 5 miles in.
Wow.
Yeah. Trying to keep the old body from disintegrating. How you been?
I've been good, man. Yeah, you going to...
No, Joe's going to go.
Joe's going to go. Yeah, I work tonight. I can't go either.
I'm a homebody. I don't like going there.
Dude, I'm with you.
Are you the same way?
Yeah,
They all look at me like you're such a fuddy-duddy, but I don't want to hear
my
that screaming
wife,
and
my,
drinking.
Dude, my wife says to me, she's like, you know, I feel like I'm single because I'm always have to go out. I'm like, well, number one, I work almost every time because they all plan events on my work weekend.
Yeah.
I'm like, so that's number one. And number two, I'm like, I don't enjoy being around a bunch of people squealing and screaming and taking pictures all night.
I don't either. And you know what? Joe doesn't say it to me, but I know it disappoints her. She's different. She won't come out and say it, but
right.
I think it disappoints her. And Roselle, our 15-year-old, she's the same way. She's like, I don't want to hear those people screaming and taking pictures. And it's not enjoyable. So you're sitting there like, you know, yeah. dum-da-dum, and then people come up like, What's wrong?
How come you're not having fun? Exactly.
You know, you don't know how refreshing this is to me because I thought I was the only one.
No, dude, I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you.
Don't work too hard tonight.
All right, man.
Have a nice Christmas. Oh, that was one of my wife's circle of friends. His name is Neil. Really nice guy. And you heard the conversation there. My wife is not a drinker, and I'm not a drinker. And she can still find a way to have fun at these parties, but that's what it is. These parties are comprised of young ladies, middle-aged ladies, screaming and cackling and giggling, and let's take a picture, and then they take 47,000 pictures, and everybody's just, half of them are drunk, and the other half are not, but it's just not what I enjoy. If that's what they enjoy, that's great. You do it. That's fantastic. It's just not me. I'm just not a social guy. It doesn't mean I'm antisocial in a bad way. It just means that my tastes differ in what I find enjoyable. A quiet evening with good conversation and a soothing of the soul and intellectual conversations and the simple things of life and people's simple good morning.
Hi.
Simplicity, I guess, sums it up. So it was really refreshing to hear that somebody could identify with me and my thoughts. And this guy, he's walking his dog in the hammock here. His story is kind of a little unfortunate because he's probably 40-something. He's already had a bout of, I think he's had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I think. And he's been treated. He's also had the need of a pacemaker defibrillator put in for some heart problems. You wouldn't know it to look at him. He looks fit. I mean, he's just the perfect weight. Looks to be in excellent health, but he's got some health problems. But just as cheerful, you heard him. Kindred soul on the trail. There's a spiritual reward for me this beautiful Saturday morning. This is Just Norm. Once again, I love you. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.